Now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of April 21. This week in 1970, Pacific Gas and Electric were shot at, but unhurt, as they left a North Carolina concert hall. Paul McCartney disbanded Wings this week in 1981. Also the same week, Barbara Bach and Ringo Starr got married. In 1977, Cher was in the opening night at Studio 54 Disco in New York City. Almost to the day after it opened, New York's Studio 54 Disco closed. So 3 years later, Cher wasn't there for the closing, though. In 1968, Hair opened on Broadway. Barbra Streisand's first TV special, My Name is Barbara, aired this week in 1965. The movie Only the Strong Survive, with many R&B legends, including Jerry Butler, had its premiere in New York City this week in 2003. Herman's Hermits and the Zombies began their first U.S. tour this week in 1965. In 1967, Elvis Presley married Priscilla Beaulieu in Las Vegas, Nevada. Their marriage lasted 5 years. The Kingston Trio formed this week in 1957. In 1979, Elton John became the first rock star to perform in Israel. Elvis appeared on the first issue of 16 magazine in 1957. Rock and Roll High School, starring the Ramones, opened this week in 1979. And in 2004, Ray Charles made his last public appearance when his recording studio was given landmark status by the city of Los Angeles in 2004. The real Tom Dooley, whose name was Tom Dula, was hanged for the murder of his lover this week in 1868. In the studio, Larry Williams recorded Short Fat Fanny in 57. Ronnie Hawkins cut Mary Lou in 59. Elvis recorded Jailhouse Rock in 57. Fats Domino recorded Walkin' to New Orleans this week in 1960. In 1962, the Orlons recorded Wah Wah Tootsie. Sam Cooke cut a couple of big hits for himself, Having a Party and Bringing On Home to Me, this week in 1962. And in 1956, Little Willie John recorded Fever. Lots of birthdays this week. Bjorn from ABBA is 76. Ella Fitzgerald, born 1918. Songwriter Jerry Lieber, who co-wrote with Mike Stoller, his writing partner, many songs, including Hound Dog, Stand By Me, Charlie Brown, born this week, 1933. Bobby Rydell is 79 this week. Maurice Williams, 84. Dwayne Eddy, 83. Gary Wright is 78. Claudine Clark is 80. Jorgen Ingman, born this week in 1925. John Buck Wilkin from Ronnie and the Daytonas, the lead singer, actually, he was Ronnie. He is 75 this week. Casey Kasem, the great DJ who had American Top 40, born in 1932. And Margaret turns 80. Tommy James, 74. April Stevens is 92. Carl Gardner of the Coasters, born this week, 1928. Lonnie Donegan, the great skiffle music guitar player and band leader, born in 1931. Ray Barretto, born in 29. Bobby V, born in 1943. Johnny Horton having a birthday, born in 27. Johnny Farina from Santo and Johnny is 80 this week. Judy Collins, 82. Rita Coolidge is 76. Sonny James, born this week in 1929. Ray Parker Jr., remember Ghostbusters? And he is 67. The fantastic Johnny C., whose real name is Johnny Corley, is having a birthday. He's 78. And Cass Elliott from the Mamas and Papas gave birth to her daughter, Owen Vanessa, this week in 1967. So that's your rock and roll news for this week, the week of April 25th from Treasure Island Oldies. I'm Michael Godin. Thanks for listening. Treasure Island Oldies.